This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking all things customary marriages, and legal practitioner and director of Maboko Mangena, Mpho Mangena, is joining me on the line to unpack unregistered customary marriages. Good morning and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Outlagan, and yourself?
I am well, thank you. Firstly, take us through how long one has after customary marriage to register that marriage.
Okay, before I can do that, allow me to extend my greeting to your listeners this morning. And, as far as the law is concerned, in terms of the Recognition of Customary Marriage Act, is straightforward. It says that for any marriage that was entered into before the commencement of the Act, the time period thereof was 12 years. But practically, one will understand that the Recognition of Customary Marriage came into effect in 2000.
Okay.
And obviously, the 12 years has lapsed if you fail to register that marriage. But then the Act itself, it gave the minister the powers to extend this time period for a longer period, as and when time arise. The current one, it was extended in 2024.
Okay.
Yes, it was extended until 2026. So it was a 2-year extension.
So
probably intended for people who entered into customary marriage without registering it, even prior the commencement of the Act. So that time frame, it allows them to do the registration as required in terms of the law.
Sure. Now, with our previous conversations that we've had, especially around customary marriages, we understand that customary marriages are actually, you know, recognized by South African law. But as much as they are recognized, maybe share with us the significance of then registering customary marriages.
Sure, of course. Look, when I think this issue of registration, actually, according to me, it should be made compulsory.
Okay.
Because as we are speaking now, because it is not compulsory as per the Act, then is now then our people are encountering a lot of problems on how to go around these things. Especially after death, and now the importance of registering this kind of a marriage. One, I can give you an example, Alkengani, because most people, they get difficulties in understanding actually whether I'm married or not.
Yes.
Somebody will tell you that, no, look, I paid a lobola, and then from there, the wife was never even delivered to me or hand over to my family, and then she's staying at her mother's place, and now I want to marry another person. And there is a confusion as to whether is this a marriage or not. Because when we talk about customary, like, custom can be ambiguous at any time. Because, and they also differ according to our culture. So now, that's why I'm saying this registration, then it gives the certainty, because now you are recognized as a married spouse by the relevant Department of Home Affairs. So remember, when we talk about customary marriage, it's not a marriage that involves only two parties. It also involves members of the communities. And when the relationship goes sour, you can imagine what those members of the community can simply turn against you as the surviving spouse and say, we don't know you. Or in the case of a death, they can say, no, we don't know you. And then, because it is difficult to prove this kind of a marriage, then you'll have to go to court again. Remember, the Act says that this marriage, as long as it can be registered at any time, provided that is the time frame that has been set by the minister.
Sure.
Now,
let's
take an instance where one passed away, for example. If you passed away, the Act says that you must go to Home Affairs and register that marriage. But then, the first place that we run to is the master's office. When we arrived there, they said, no, we don't want your lobola letters here. go and register your marriage. And when you go to the Home Affairs, you also get a cold shoulder from the officers there. They are unable to assist our members of the public. Mm. They end up saying, no, go to the court, which is more expensive. I don't know the reason why they elect to both the Master's Office and Home Affairs. I mean, they need to be held into accountable at some stage. Actually, not at some stage, but that's we as the lawyers, through our structures, we need to hold them accountable to our members of the public.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that the ex says that they must send you back to the court. Mm. They say, I must provide them with necessary document. And if the registering officer is not satisfied with what I've provided, then it's now then he must give me reasons so that I can try to comply with what he wants.
Sure. And, you know, I think when the time comes when you in the legal fraternity and the different bodies, you want to take this up, please let us know so we can have conversations about it as well.
Like I said, I think even the issue of the Customary Marriage Act itself, at this point where we are now, I think it's time that the parliament need to sit down, or the legislators specifically need to sit down and see if it can be possible to amend this beautiful piece of legislation.
Absolutely.
Because if we don't amend it...
Let's wrap it up.
Yes, I was still saying that it is important for our people to register their marriage.
Yeah.
Because by so doing, we are ensuring that both spouses in customary marriage enjoy the similar legal rights as those in civil marriage.
And there's no room for anyone to question your marriage.
No, there's no one who can question your marriage.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having time to have this chat with us. I know that we were cut somewhere there, but for those people who would like to take this conversation further, paying, of course, not free consultations, if they would like to use your services, how do they find Maboko Mangyen?
Well, they can find us at 22 Paul Kruger Street, Polokwane, and our line is 015-291-1992.
Thank you so much for that. And I look forward to more conversations with you, especially regarding this issue. Do enjoy the day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'll tell you, and also have a nice day for you.
There you have it, man. It's very important. If you don't register it, at any given moment, somebody might question your union. And it's very sad if they start questioning it after death, when one spouse has passed away and the family says, but we don't know this person, they are not married. But if you register your union, then there is no space for anybody to question that. Now, if you are already married, if you have gotten into a customary marriage, how long did you take to register your marriage? Or maybe did you do a civil marriage? Did you just go ahead and go to Home Affairs and sign your things, and or maybe have a white wedding and do it the European way, the European way, if I can call it that. But let me know on 079-899-6226.
For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.